Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C.
And we are here with the Tom v. Tom. What was the title of this shit?
I don't know. Was it Tom Wars or something?
It was Tom and Tom. Tom versus Tom or something like that.
Didn't they already have Tom and Tomer?
I think so, yeah.
They need to step it up.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what like randomly popped into my head? You know how like... just because like Jax or everyone, they're all like, we bleed out, this is real, we're real friends, it's not scripted. And I was like, what happened to Stassi's real not scripted job last season? Why isn't she helping plan these events at TomTom as they open?
You're right.
Was that not real?
She's an author now.
Okay, so she doesn't need to event plan.
She had to step away from that because she was writing a book.
Okay.
During this season,
because that'd be weird if that wasn't like a real thing.
Yeah. Also, is Raquel still working at Vanderpump Dogs?
Oh, to keep the and then they wonder like, yeah, why James needs Sir so bad? It's like to stay relevant.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're off the show and all your side gigs. Go away.
Lala is still a hostess. Give me a break.
Was she ever?
Look, she's still playing it. You know, like, come on.
I don't think she was ever a hostess. I think, like she said, her friends worked there. Madison Riley. Her friends from Utah worked there. She would hang out there. Lisa saw her, thought she'd be great, and then they cast her. And so they cast her as a fake receptionist. That's just my text.
Oh. It's like I thought my phone was going off. You guys, we just recorded a new Patreon episode, so if you want to check that out, head to patreon.com, and we're under Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast.
A lot of you guys, we talked about it a little bit in the group. You know, just...
throwing it out there. If you want some more content, there it is.
Yeah, and follow me at Pumpers Nation on Instagram and Twitter, and... Vanderpump Rules Party on Instagram and VPR Party Podcast on Twitter. And as usual, join our private Facebook group for all the fun. Let's not forget, if you want to call in and leave us a voicemail, if you want us to play your voicemail on the podcast, we will. Or even if you want to be on the podcast, we're not opposed to entertaining that.
They sent me like a warning email the other day that when they were like, if you don't use this number, it's going to be gone. So I hope it still works. It's 805 Vander 8.
I mean, it can be gone. That's fine. I want to do one of those like so cheap now for another line that I've been thinking about it anyway. So we'll see.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, let's get into the episode.
Okay.
So we start at TomTom, and they are figuring out the tables, and Schwartz is just like, oh, I know. Like, why don't we just go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? And they all laugh at him like he's a town idiot. Now, you were a award-winning hostess, as you mentioned. You often got employee of the month.
Yes.
Now, can you explain like how the table sitch works?
Okay, the table... I have a huge like paragraph that I want to share about this.
Good.
So table numbers are super important to a busy restaurant, especially something like TomTom or Sir, because as a hostess, as the head hostess, I expect my other hosting staff to be able to go through the restaurant and do a table count. And that means that you need to know the numbers and tell me if they're on dinner, if they're on dessert, if the check has been dropped. That way I know where I am to be able to seat someone. If I have a large party, I'm like, the check has been dropped. It's going to be about 20 minutes. I know how to tell, you know, I can plan my night. Hmm. So it's really important that everyone knows the table numbers. Now, there's always some douche that doesn't know the table numbers. Not because, like, just because they don't want to learn it. They just don't care. Like, I don't know how many times I tell someone, can you take this party to table 2? And I would see them go back there and like look at me and be like, where is that? You know, and it's like, please learn the table numbers, nerd. And like Lisa was saying, it's super important to be able to like have room and spacing to allow for, you know, a different,
of course, you gotta accommodate
shape or whatever.
Yeah.
So I excuse me, you guys. I drank like two coffees and a tea because I am so tired today. I was in LA all day because Ronnie had an audition, and I just drank the Ariana Grande Starbucks, which it was so good. I recommend it. But now I'm burping it. Okay. So anyways, yeah. So I just, it like rubbed me the wrong way how Schwartz wasn't taking it seriously. And
like, even why, like, is he a partner?
And like the fact that Lisa was taking it seriously actually made me like respect her a little bit more and think, like, I obviously she knows what she's doing, but to hear her like actually get technical and know like what needs to happen to like truly manage her restaurant kind of made me happy. I was like, okay, wow, like,
yeah,
obviously they have to, because sir, we see they do pump in so many people. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's Peter's job. So yeah, I don't know. And then I also, again,
it just makes no sense why he would be even a remote partner. Like, he doesn't, he's like, well, is there anything else for me to do? Like,
I also was like kind of LOLing, like, I know that it's called like the POS system, but I was like, you know, piece of shit. Like, he's like, are we gonna do any POS today? Like,
no, you're here.
Yeah, you're perfect POS.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't.
And she's like, where's Puffy?
They didn't even have him involved in the food tasting. Like, she's like, we're going to food taste. Oh, okay. So there's nothing for me to do. It's like, you don't want him to food taste too? It's like, that's how little they respect his opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Puffy. Okay. So I was trying to find my picture from, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago, when Puffy or Jiggy was on the bar? And you were talking about how, you know, I was saying, it seems a little unsanitary, not very OSHA friendly, but I don't want to piss off, like, you know, dog lovers, because I'm not saying I'm not. I would feel the same way about my cat. Well, actually, I don't have a cat, but I used to. And no, her name was not Salem, because I'm not a basic bitch. But Holly, you chimed in, like, yeah, they get bacteria or just shit from walking on the ground or pooping and things like that. So now this dog's on the table. I'm like, is someone really coming and wiping, disinfecting the tables and the bars? No, because probably the person that does that doesn't realize the dog's been on the table. You know what I mean?
You know what else is really gross about restaurants is the wiping of the tables. You have to, like, someone has to be very anal about doing it to do it right. Otherwise, they're using a disgusting, dirty, smelly cloth and just re-wiping everything all over the place. And you can
see the circly swirls.
Or sometimes it smells. Like, you know when you use a smelly sponge and you're like, you touch your hand and you're like, ugh. Yeah,
I'll do that at the bar. Like, sometimes if my drink spills over, I'll reach for their bar rag and I'm like, ew, it smells dingy.
Smells.
And it's all like, ugh, okay.
It's I don't... Sometimes you just have to just grin and bear it when you are going to a restaurant and just enjoy it and not think about it, because but I thought it was funny how she's like, what table is Puffy on? And he like he's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, and she's like, it's 26. I don't, it was just funny. It was
way off.
But he's like, he's just, you can just see the panic in his eyes. And I just, how has this guy made it through life?
Yeah, Katie.
Ugh.
And before that, Sandoval. It was like basically his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. This is why, what's going to happen after the show. Because, you know, some people will go on and find other success. Katie's not going to be one of those people. She's going to be the one you don't hear from.
I think that, I hope that, I have a feeling that, like, out of everyone, that Katie could possibly, like, stay, like, have, like, a weird hate following of people. And that she's going to continue to, like, post and, like, people will, like, hate watch her.
She doesn't even post now.
Like, I'm trying to think of,
like, she has a beauty blog that she, like, updates once every 6 months.
That's true. I just, like, hope that, like, one day she changes her handle from, like, Music Kills Kate.
I hope she brings back her video reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll okay, see. Yeah. I can't wait for that Where Are They Now special, though. I'll tell you that.
Same.
So then Sandoval's not there, and she's like, where is he? And he's off buying a motorcycle, which Ariana schools him about. But then she's like, but you can do whatever you want. Now, I found 15 grand that seemed very cheap for what they rolled up in. However, that thing never started.
I was going to say, I thought it was a lot for what it is.
Okay. See, I don't know.
I know nothing about motorcycles, though, but I just thought, like, that was a pretty decent budget for a little, like, prop.
I guess I'm thinking, okay. All right. See, I'm thinking, like, Harleys, people spend 20 grand on those or more, you know? What was this, like a Vespa?
But, like, but would 20 grand be, like, a nice new one? Or...
Yeah.
So this...
It wasn't his new?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. Not okay. at all. Like, I felt like it was vintage-y. Maybe that's why it was...
Okay.
I have video. I can post it, because a couple times it wouldn't start right in front of us, and I just took a video like nothing. Okay.
I mean, they probably just should have rented it, you know?
Right.
Because how often is he going to roll around in that?
Like what Lisa Vanderpump does with her cars.
Yeah.
What did you think about when... What did you think about T. Sandy's outfit to go motorcycle shopping? His vegan leather jacket and his
purple mesh.
Yeah, like mesh whole shirt.
And gold shoes.
He's always pushing the envelope with his style. It's not always my style, but... he's the only guy that's like kind of interesting to look at, because he is always switching it up. I will give him that.
Yeah. Cause like when we saw the pictures of Jax crashing the crap in show, he's like in jean from head to toe, like a light blue jean jacket with light blue jeans. And just, he's just.
I feel like someone needs to do like the side by side of, Justin Timberlake when he went with Britney Spears to the,
totally.
He did have on some like pretty expensive kicks the other day, I saw. He's really been upping his shoe game and wearing really expensive shoes. Jax.
Okay. So
he probably gets them, you know, he like loves to like tweet out like, "Hey, I love those kicks," and then he gets them for free.
It's the only positive tweet he ever makes.
Yeah.
Is when he's trying to get something. So I guess that's not really positive, but so then we get the exciting news that the triplets are coming, but then we're robbed. Now, did you see them sitting on the couch together on the large sectional, but they're all right next to each other?
Okay. I had such an issue with this scene. I wrote it down and like my notes just say WTF. Now, whose idea was it to introduce that they are here by having them sit on the large sectional couch, like you said, next to each other, like, duh, 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 and then have the two people who live there come walking through their own door and say, "Hey, guys, hey, what's going on? Hi." Like, I'm sorry, you're just greeting them for the first time sitting on your couch all in a row, having a beer. So they had a key to your house. You left the door open. Like, what are we supposed to assume happened here?
It doesn't sound at all like the cameraman's like,
"Go outside and come in."
Or, yeah, "You guys sit there because this is going to be how we can shoot you, all three of you in the same, and we'll get you on camera. But you have to sit together."
Like, why not have them walk into the house? Like, why are Katie and Tom walking into their own house?
Yeah.
It made no sense. "Hey, guys, hi." Like, what?
I mean, yeah, you're trying to make me believe that Schwartz didn't pick them up from the airport.
It just is.
They did not take an Uber.
And where were they? Where were they? Where was Tom and Katie? Like, were they at CVS and they just came back? Or what were they doing?
Right.
Very strange. Okay. So the triplets are in town.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Then we go over to
Jax and Brittany's.
And Stassi comes over with some Jello shots. And they just start talking about Kristen and how she wishes Carter would change like Jax, you know. And Stassi's face is like, yeah, sure. But Brittany's just like,
I did appreciate Stassi's like pause facial there. Yeah. She was like, kind of like what she did with Lisa. In that scene when she's like, "Yeah, like Carter's been great for Kristen,"
right?
Same face.
Yeah, exactly. Or when she did the O face when like Lala said all her shit at the salon, she was just like, whoa.
I mean, I've never tried to like be on a show like the Vanderpump Rules cast have, but they don't have a lot of range, you know, for their act. Like, that's like Stassi's kind of signature thing, is like doing that pause. And in an upcoming scene, we have Jax's signature face coming up too. I'll talk about that, but he has like a certain look. That's pretty much like what they're good at, is like making like certain faces, reaction shots.
Yeah. Kitty too. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing really happened here except for Brittany's like, she just thinks, you know, people can change like Jax. And it's like, newsflash, Brittany. A, Jax didn't change. B, people don't, like, you can't go into a relationship thinking he's going to change. Then you shouldn't be in that relationship. Isn't this like common sense 101? I mean, how old are these people now? Kristen's 35 and she's hoping Carter will change. It's like, at one point in your life, like, how many people have said people don't change in a relationship? I mean, you can change certain things. You can, like, I'm not going to drink anymore, or I'm going to try and be kinder, but you can't change a person.
That's depressing, though.
I hope he changes and decides to pay rent and not...
Like, I don't want to think that I can never change.
It's not changing and adjusting and compromising. It's just like they want to change the whole person. Like, what they're all saying Jax is now, they're saying he's like a completely different person.
Right.
He's not. He shows it every day.
Every day.
So it's fine if you want certain behaviors to change or adjustments. Like, Kristen wants Carter to pay rent. Okay, maybe that's something he can change. But when you want to change, like, how you, like, I don't know. It just seems like you need to be nicer to me. You need to talk to me differently. You need to do this around the house. It seems like you want to change everything then. Like, yeah. Why are you in a relationship? What are the good parts? Tell me the good, like, things you like about him.
The Jell-O shot scene, like, really upset me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it upset me that it was, like, something that she bought, or, like, if it, like, triggered a horrible memory that I have about Jell-O shots.
I think she did, because it looked like they peeled off the top.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought, like...
Where do you buy those? Like, your store, I suppose?
I just felt like, you know, it might have been nice to, like, home make those for Brittany. She would have really liked that.
Yeah, because, you know, it probably tasted all... It was probably, like, super cheap alcohol, so then it had that kerosene taste.
Have I told my Jell-O shot story on the podcast? Do you remember my Jell-O? Okay. No. I have a horrible Jell-O shot story that, like, I literally can hardly even talk about it without just, like, being embarrassed and my face turning red. First of all, this was not that long ago. Like, I would like to say this was 20 years ago, but it was literally, like... 12 years ago. Okay. Which I guess is still a long time ago, but it still feels very recent to me. Okay, so I was working in downtown LA, and super, super stressful job. I was working 7 days a week. I was living where I worked, and I just needed... I got invited to this barbecue over at a coworker's house who happened to live in a mansion in, like, the Hollywood Hills, right by Jay Leno, like, literally on his street. The mansion was white, 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 white house, white carpet, white, everything, white, 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 super modern, whatever. Well, I thought, I'm going to make some Jell-O shots and bring them over. Like, that'll be fun. It's like a barbecue. So I was poor at this time, very poor. And so I wasn't a big drinker. And so I didn't know any better. I bought, like, the cheapest vodka that I could find, because I thought, I'm making Jell-O shots. Like, why? I'm not going to put expensive vodka in.
Right.
So when I opened the bottle, like, it literally smelled like rubbing alcohol. Like, it was like, I don't even know what it was. Like, something like, yeah. It may have even been like a CVS brand, if that's possible. So I made the Jell-O shots, whatever. So I brought my little cooler. Like, I felt like so, like, nice that I was contributing. And we all had Jell-O shots. They were red. And I don't know how many I had. Maybe four or something. Melt?
Okay, go on.
So all of a sudden, I'm hammered. Now, you guys, it doesn't take much for me to get, like, super, super buzzed, but this was bad. Like, I was spinning. It was, like, blackout central. Like, I was, like, my friends had to walk me to a bedroom and, like, lay me down. I don't think that's ever happened in my life. Well, I don't know what happened, but somehow I woke up in puke.
Oh, whoa, in someone else's house.
In someone else's house, on someone's bed, on their white bed. Oh, God. And I puked red jello shots.
Oh.
Well, and I didn't know that I puked, which has never happened to me. So I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. Like, I thought I was dying.
And like, they were guts.
Yes.
Because they're chunky, probably.
Yes. So blobby. I was like, so I was still completely hammered. So I crawled across his white carpet. So now there's a stain of like the jello shots going. Grabbed towels because I thought I was dying. Like, I was trying to like sop myself up. And then his sister comes in. This like nice Persian woman comes in, and she, who later turned out to be my chiropractor. And she was like, oh my God, sweetie, what happened? And I'm like, I'm dying. So she's like, oh my God. So she like went and like got help for like someone to like come and like calm me down. And they're like, you're not dying. You're not dying. And I like, it was, I literally ruined towels, carpet,
oh my God,
bedding. Like, and I sobbed the whole, I took an Uber home. Like, I was like, I have to go. I like could not stop crying. This has never happened to me. It was horrible. And so like every time I see jello shots, I'm just like,
took a taxi home.
My God. Yeah. Something. Someone drove me. Something drove me home. Something drove me home.
Oh my God.
And it was a pretty far drive. I cried the entire time.
That would be far.
I sobbed. And then Chad came out to like get me, and he's like, what the fuck happened? And I just like sobbed the entire time.
Just have him pick you up. Well, you wanted to get out there ASAP.
Yeah. Oh my God. My friends were just like getting me out, you know.
Was anyone mad? Were they mad? They're just embarrassed.
Well, that was like the other embarrassing thing. Like, I wasn't even that young then, but I didn't know how to like handle like how what I had done. And I didn't have the money at the time to be like, let me pay for everything that I like. So I just stayed quiet. And it's like to this day that like I regret. Like, if I had money, like I would pay for like the carpet to be cleaned, all of the bedding, you know, but it was just like, you know, like so embarrassing. But nothing I could do. Like, there was literally nothing I could do at that moment.
I probably would have like woken up and then been like, oh my God, I was sleeping and some girl came in here and threw up and ran out.
I was too drunk to even like function. That. Yeah, I was. Yeah. Just, oh
my God.
So embarrassing.
That's awful.
So when I saw Brittany like take that shot and then make that face, like, it just brought back all of those red memories. So, Allie, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. And I really wouldn't mind paying for your carpet to be cleaned right now.
12 years later.
Yeah. I mean, he might need a cleaning. It might come in handy.
But not right now. We have a couple. We have to get some more sponsors.
Yeah. I would love a vacuum sponsor.
Yeah. I would love like a bank sponsor. Our lottery sponsor.
Yes.
So we have to experience it first before we can speak about like what it would be like to win. We have to win first.
Yeah, I had a rough week in that department. Like, I feel like so many memories are coming back to me, like of like how things were, and like,
yeah,
I won't get into it, but I'm right there.
Yep. So yeah, I've only had jello shots a couple times. I too was an older experience. Like, I drank when I was younger, but I just never had those. It wasn't until my 20s or something. And I think because I didn't eat jello, so I was just never interested.
I mean, I love anything that can disguise the taste of alcohol, you know, so it was fun for me. I've had two.
Well, you can just throw it back.
I've had two things when I've like passed out, but it was three. One was the jello shots. One was tequila sunrises, because like at first, like they taste good. And then, oh boy, was I in trouble. And then the other was Jaeger bombs.
Ugh, yuck. I hate Jaeger and I hate Red Bull. So that's a double negative for me.
I love both. I'm just like the cast.
They filmed us on The Real World doing those, but it didn't make the cut. But they filmed us doing them. And then I was in the elevator with every single one of them, just me and like this South African guy I was working with. And then it was Trishel and Steve. It was like a All Stars.
No way.
Steven, you know, from Laguna or right. What's his name?
Steven Coletti. Right?
Yeah. I was going to say Confetti. Coletti. Yeah. Trishel, like all the famous ones. And I was like, oh my God. And they were filming and we were like right there. And then someone made a joke. I don't know. It was fun.
Wow.
Anyways, okay. So we go over to
Wait. What did you think about Stassi saying that Carter was born a brat and he's always been a brat?
Yeah, like
I'm sorry, Stassi, who are you? You're calling someone a brat?
Right. Like, that's not the word I would use for him. Like, I might use other words.
Yeah, wasn't that a weird choice of word? Like,
it doesn't seem like a brat.
Like that, like,
James is a brat.
Like, the word brat to me, like, equals like spoiled brat. Like,
it sounds like Stassi in high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she is a brat.
And self-admittedly, like, the way she says she treated her friends, like, that sounds like a brat.
Or there's Bratney, who is, her nickname was Bratney.
Right.
So to call Carter a brat.
I can see Brittany being like the mean girl cheerleader that was like a brat to like other girls that weren't in the clique.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Mm. A lot of people that were brats, but I don't see that describing Carter.
No.
Weird.
Yeah, it was a weird choice of words. Like, I was like, a brat?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we go to Ohm and we see the, I don't know if she was a go-go dancer or a table service server twerking and grinding on one of the triplets and him like holding her ass. I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to touch.
Yeah.
It was disturbing.
Yeah. Enjoying for sure.
Yeah. What do you think she was? Like just like VIP?
Yeah.
Hostess?
Yeah, probably.
I was just waiting and praying that they were going to interrupt James, like during his like opera pointy finger dancing, you know, with his beats, that they were going to be like, now I.
Yeah, making. Yeah, I wanted like another request moment.
Yeah, I was really bummed that the triplets couldn't go request another song. And, you know, I really would have liked to seen that crowd stop from like their pogo stick dancing and like jam out to some Medley Brothers.
Now, I had a hard time with this scene.
You know they live in Fountain Valley?
Who?
the people that sing that song. The Medley Brothers.
That sing what song?
Time of My Life. And also that other famous song.
It's not a girl who sings it?
Well, it's a guy and a girl. Now I have, and then it's a girl.
And what are they called?
Bill Medley. He lives in Fountain Valley.
But
right,
who's
next
the
to
girl?
You. I don't know. It's probably like that chick that does all the songs, like Robin Thicke's mom. You know who I'm talking about? Gloria. She's on Days of Our Lives or whatever. Gloria Loring.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Keep smiling.
I really miss freaking songs like that, dude.
I'll be on your side.
I know that we talked about country music a little bit in our last podcast, but one of you guys that I follow on Vanderpump Rules Instagram, I was scrolling through and they posted a video of them being at gosh, I don't even know how to say her name. This is how little I listen to country. Casey
Musgraves.
Yes.
I love her.
Okay.
Follow your arrow wherever you
they
go.
Posted a like some shots of being at a concert. And normally, I hate anything concerty. Like, I don't like watching anyone's content. I don't care. But
she
this was
like her. She's very Miranda adjacent. She's actually less country than Miranda. She's very kind of like folksy country. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
Yeah. No, I really liked her. So I watched the video and I'm like, who the fuck is this? I love it. So I started looking at her songs, and I don't know why I just brought this up right now, but yeah, I really liked it. They showed like a couple of clips, and so whoever that was, thanks, and your videos were really good.
So when I listened to I only listened to two of James's podcasts, one with Jeremy, and then I listened to clips of the one with Jesse Montana, because I like him, wanted to support him, but I wanted to see if he had all these crazy ads, which he didn't, like I said. But they were talking, about the Grammys, and then James's like, oh, and then Who's that, like, country? Why is she getting a Grammy? I've never even heard of her. It's like, she's huge. She's been huge. She, like, writes the most famous songs. She's, like, really popular.
She's been at it for a long time. Because super long time. I've had her CDs from, like, when I was buying CDs. And she, I was, when I saw her,
yeah,
I was like, who is, I didn't recognize her.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, so James has no idea who she is. Yet she won a Grammy. I didn't watch the Grammy show, did you?
Mm-mm.
So she must have won. It must have been something that bothered him, like best like artist, not like best country, because he was saying, he's like, I didn't know you could win that category as a country artist or something like that. So
peasant.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Country peasant.
I really like the song High Horse. That's like my jam right now.
Okay.
And Space Cowboy or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. I get looped into her, like her old stuff. And then I was like, oh, I forgot about
Oh,
this.
Okay. Wait, I
it's
think
like
I,
a Dixie Chicks kind of thing where it's like crossover, but you just love every song.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And some of her influences too, I can really hear them. Like she loves Alison Krauss. I love Alison Krauss. But I think what I was getting at with that was this was like a club scene and the person who shot this, they were like at a club while she was performing. I think that's where I was going. What do you think about them taking the triplets to like a club, like in Hollywood? Like they're always trying to show them like a Hollywood time. Like, aren't we kind of like getting over that yet?
And like they have clubs in Florida, a lot of them.
And also like it made me like, I felt like Jax the whole time. Like Jax's eyes were like bugging out of his head. He was so uncomfortable. He could tell he did not want to be there, even though they were sitting on a couch completely away from everyone else, which is what I would want to do.
Yeah. But then why do you have to be at a club to do it? Then just go to a cool bar.
Right, or stay at home.
Right.
It probably feels cool to be above everyone and go out and drink and just ignore
all your
everyone.
Friends. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so they're there and they've got like their beer sponsor on on ice.
And they're just like, Sandy's like, dude, I think we should do a trip. Like it's our like bachelor party before Tom Tom. And so that starts, James hops over on like one leg and he looks like a human pogo stick. And Schwartz just like starts rattling off. He's like, dude, you know, like we were thinking we're gonna do a trip, and like, oh, James like starts getting all excited, like, oh, are they about to say it. He's like, yeah, we'd love for you to come. He literally invites him, and then James looks at Sandoval, he's like, I could come, you're inviting me. And Sandoval's like, well, dude, yeah, like sure, like, but Schwartz said it first.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was annoying how that worked out.
And
also,
then like Schwartz went with it. He's like, no, Sandoval has to tell him because he's the one to invite him. It's
ugh.
Like, well, that's not what the camera shows. So I'm team Ariana on this one.
And then did you notice in the beginning that Schwartz was like sucking on a lollipop?
Yeah, because I rewound because I'm like, is he smoking in a club?
Like, it looked like a Tootsie Pop. But I'm wondering.
Or a Dum Dum.
I thought I saw the Tootsie Pop like poking through, but I could be wrong. Ronnie loves a Dum Dum. She loves Dum Dums. I don't think she's tried a Tootsie Pop yet.
Those are way better.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
That's about it. Yeah. But this was, like I was saying before, Stassi had her hesitation look. Jax, he did the exact same face he did at the hotel when they were like, when he was uncomfortable that the girls were going to the hotel room.
Yeah,
he acted uncomfortable. He's like, I don't know about the girls. What are they gonna, I mean, I don't know about this. And his eyes are bugging out of his head.
You know how like he used to put his hands up to his temples and rock back and forth like with his head, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, he's working on a new technique, and it's like the second time we've seen it.
Okay, so you know, honestly, like all these upcoming scenes, we'll talk about them. But this whole show was pretty fucking boring. The best part was the last 15 minutes. But I mean, I am all for a cat scene, and I'm really tired of the Vanderpump dog discrimination here. But I'm sorry, this scene was boring as fuck.
It really was. And again, like, I start panicking when the episode is like this because, I, like Sarah and I have said, some of our friends are literally watching the show because of us and to support us. And when it's shitty like this, it's embarrassing. It's like, damn it. Like, come on, guys. Like, either cut the season shorter and make it better.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be feeling the heat because everyone is saying that it's shitty.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
I'm not going to go as far to say that it's shitty, but it's, I definitely feel boring. A change, and it's really dragging.
Someone said, you can tell that they're like best friends with the producers now and production. And it's like, oh my God, you can. And they all talk about how they're all on this group thread and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what? They really need to, they can maybe keep their, you know, executive producers, but they probably need to switch out the day-to-day producers.
The handlers.
The camera crew, the handlers every 1 to 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe every 2 seasons. Because you're too comfortable. You're friends now. You don't want to do anyone bad.
And also, I feel like they have their ears to the podcast world and to the message boards and everything. The message boards. What is this? 1990? like they're watching.
Listserv. Remember that?
Yeah. They're like watching the groups and they're trying to be in on the joke. Like you'll see them try to like laugh with us, but it just doesn't work. Something is very off and you might have just nailed it on the head. That could be it. Yeah, they need someone a little more cutthroat in there, stirring it up a bit.
And when they're trolling things, they're just trolling the wrong things. It's just like enough already. Like we're now it's not fun anymore.
Like the Sheena stuff. The once Sheena stuff. Again. Yeah, it's like
people want everyone. They want a rise and fall story. So we're just tired of you beating that to a pulp. It's like it's not fun anymore. Now you're just mean and cruel for no reason. She's not doing anything to you that she's not being annoying. She's not bragging. She's trying to keep a low pro while still trying to provide some content, but you're still just going down that route. And it's like
James is trying to stay relevant and stay on the show, but he's not getting that edit. And Sheena's trying to do the same thing and they are just dragging her.
He's getting an amazing edit. It's like, look, I care about my family. Look, I take care of my family. And like what the cast is all mad. Like we all take care of our family. And it's like, so that's a great point.
Yeah.
You know, and I think because, you know, Lisa's talking about, oh, he really wants to be at Sir, even though he's booking gigs around the world. You know, he's booking gigs with like thousands of people at a nightclub. Oh, yeah, he really needs Sir. It's like, she's like, I think he needs validation or like her approval. It's like, no, he needs to stay on the show or these big gigs all go bye bye. Because who cares? There's way bigger acts. Why not book Paris Hilton or Brody Jenner or, and you know, whatever. Like obviously not every club can afford like the big DJs, but he's not going to be booking these clubs if he is not on the show.
Right.
So duh, Lisa, it's not about validation. It's about relevancy and keeping his job so that he can get other jobs.
Yes.
Unless he works really fast and hard in the next year and cranks out some actual hits, not like, you know, I'm number 43 on the dance charts in Croatia. That doesn't count. Unless you're played on Ryan Seacrest's channel.
Yeah, we don't
step
care.
Off.
Yeah.
Tanisha style.
Okay, so over at Crumbs and Whiskers. So you don't want to have your birthday party there?
I have a neighborhood cat. I can get my fix in that way. He has this one Instagram page. The whole neighborhood knows him.
Anyways, really?
Yeah, he came over the other night after you left. So we hung out with him. Dexter. You guys can look him up on IG. Dexter on 12th. anyway, he goes and hangs out at the cafe and everything. Like everybody knows him. He's amazing. So I don't need to go there and hang out with the fake Salem. So I mean, that's it. They're just talking about how Kristen's like doing her usual MO, blowing up social media, saying how she has the best boyfriend ever. And she did that with Sandoval. And like, that's her style or whatever.
Now, I did like that, you know, Stassi tried to crack a joke about Salem. And then they like that seemed like an actual moment.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, shit. So I heard Sheena on Watch What Happens Live. That was a caller. They're like, were you mad that she made fun of your cat or whatever? She's like, no, I just like, she's like, I've known Stassi longer or before I even got Salem, so I'm surprised she didn't know her name, which was interesting. That's kind of rude, but I mean, it's a good point though, because she does story them all the time. The only reason I know every freaking pet's name is because they're stupid IG stories. I don't go to their page and be like, I wonder what they're... It's like we hear it. refund, Luda or Zoe, and she just like
sissy,
butter, Gordo. It's like you hear it on everyone's story. Oh, Gibson, Bowie, like 1,000,000,000 times a day. That's all they story about. So
you know what? I watch the stories a lot with no sound.
Okay.
I'm like one of those, like that. I like when they write the
words. You don't want to hear the live concerts that Tom and Ariana post?
Oh, God.
With like 600 million little dots?
When I go on to, I went on to T. Sandy's because I wanted to see what was going on with him specifically for this, you know, episode. And when I saw that, I was just like,
nope.
No. No.
And I'll go, that. Same with Lala. She'll have like 100 Lala lip gloss posts. It's like, nope.
And what about when you can't and it makes you stop? What is that feature? Oh, it makes me want to like throw my phone through the window.
It's like when they re-story someone else's story. Stupid. And you try to click ahead, but it freezes it.
And then you have to, ugh. That is the worst.
You have to like touch it very sensitively, like in the upper corner or something.
It makes me want to just like punch them.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to X out. I'm like, forget it.
Yeah. I don't want to see, like, I don't want to be redirected. It's gross.
And then it just goes into some sponsored ad and you're like, keto, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying. So that's why sometimes I just don't even look at anything unless I like see something like someone, you know what? Every one of you guys in the group, it's like, you guys post all the interesting shit anyway. So it's like, by the time I go, like, get off my break from social media.
Dude, I have not been able to post like one breaking news thing in our group. That's right. How amazing everyone is. Like, right? I feel like I don't even contribute in there.
I feel
because
like we're worthless.
Yeah, it's like it's not even like a podcast group anymore. It's like a full working like news
we
page.
We built this podcast on finding out all the inside dirt before everyone else, and now it's like, hey, thanks, guys.
Now we're like, hey, you guys, can you find this out for us?
Hey, you guys, if you go on our thing and search Heather or search blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You can find some breaking news.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about it.
Come to our group.
To-
That's where the dirt is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we probably should at some point. You know what will be a good time during the once the show's over is to highlight all the good parts that everyone posts. As well as stuff we find out, but
yeah,
you know, and update people because so many people don't follow these people on social media. They don't like, you know, so it's new. Like when I see other posts or groups or comments on some of the celebs stuff, I'm always shocked when they're like, it's some basic ass question. Like that you can tell they love the show, but they know nothing about the show except for from what happened last season. So they'd be like, what? Lala's developing a makeup line? You know what I mean? And yeah. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, it's some really basic question. You're like, huh? How did you not know this? So we realize a lot of people have lives and are sane and don't know this stuff. And that's where we can help you. Thanks to our army of people.
I didn't watch Watch What Happens Live with Sheena. Did somebody call in or something and say something about Brandy?
Yeah, because Brandy tweeted out that she talked shit about Lisa and then on her podcast and then has her editor edit it out. And Brandy knows this because they have the same editor at the same podcast company.
Mm-hmm.
Sheena said, no, she's like, I don't talk shit about Lisa because I don't have any shit to talk about. She goes, but I had someone on, I forgot who she said. Oh, Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's since become friends with Teddy. Well, Teddy and Lisa aren't getting along now. And Teddy had said something and Sheena's like, oh, we should probably take that out. And so she said that specifically. But she goes, I don't sit there and talk about Lisa. I have nothing to talk about Lisa. So Brandy was kind of trying to stir up trouble or drama, or Sheena was trying to get out of something she said. I don't know.
I do think that is on brand for Sheena because we do know that she edits the shit out of her podcast.
Yeah.
Which is so much work that she's putting onto somebody. And why? Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. So that was that. She handled it well. It was like more of a bigger deal on social media than it was actually in What Happens.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering because I saw that and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why
shots
I
got fired.
Because I saw it on the internet first before I just watched a show this afternoon. And I was like, oh, it really wasn't a big deal on the show. It was more blew up on the internet.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was more Kyle was more the target on Watch What Happens than Sheena was. She looked good. I loved her hair on Watch What Happens Live. I'm really over this jumpsuit, pantsuit obsession she has, but whatever.
It just doesn't flatter her. No.
The only person I've really ever seen it flattering on is Tamra, because she's so fucking tiny. Well, Sheena's tiny too, though. I don't know.
It wasn't tailored right or something then. Like, yeah. The seam was too long, or I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why. The first thing I thought was it was Stassi's camel color.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Like, Stassi can't have Stassi blue and the camel color, but right.
And white.
Yeah. But right away I was like, that's Stassi's camel color, because she's always commenting on camel, 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 camel.
Yeah. She just did yesterday with Taylor Strecker. Yeah. She's like, and your camel, everything. One thing they did play that was fun, you might enjoy this. It was she had him and Kyle play. He had her and Kyle play a game of who has some more followers. And so he'd put up two Bravo Labs. Sheena nailed every single one. So, I mean, even right down to the, like, who would you think has more IG followers, Teresa or Melissa Gorga?
Melissa.
She did. 1.7, but Teresa's 1.6. So, like, barely. But like, she knew every cast member. She's like, you know, Sandoval or Schwartz. She's like, Sandoval. And he did. Katie or Kristen. She's like, Katie. And then she's like, you or Lala. She's like, well, just recently, Lala. I didn't realize she topped her now. Cause Lala always hovered around 600 or 700. And now she's 1.1 million.
Oh, wow.
And then he's like, you or Stassi. She's like, oh, Stassi.
Oh my gosh.
But no, she like nailed all of they did other like Nini or Kim Zolciak. I don't know, it's kind of a fun,
yeah, that's a good idea.
You might like that quiz.
Yes.
Okay, so let's whatever happens at the cat thing, the Toms call Katie and Ariana and say that they're going to Puerto, as Katie says, Puerto Vallarta.
Oh my God. Them and like the way they pronounce things just kills me.
Suddenly you're Brittany Puerto Vallarta. Like, okay, Katie.
At least they left that shit in. If they were, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know, something interesting to hear.
Yeah. She's like, you can't do that. Like, boom, I'm the wife. I'm pulling rank. Boom. I don't know. I really like.
And George is like, are you playing with pussy?
Oh, God. Gross.
Wasn't that disgusting?
Yes.
Ugh. Boom. Pulling rank. That's all.
So here's what I think. Okay. Like, I get their point and tend to agree with them. Like, why would they want to go on vacation with someone they hate and detest so viciously, right?
Right.
Who she tried to get fired. And then it reminded me, I'm like, hey, did she ever demand that Kevin Lee was fired? I mean, technically, they kind of work together.
Yeah.
Katie, what happened? You're so fat. She, Beverly Hills.
Oh my gosh.
But you know how Lisa never really dealt with that. She kept hiring Kevin. So right. Clearly she's not really a true woman. She just did it for the cameras. True woman's woman.
Who would you rather go on vacation with, James or Katie? Like, who would you choose to? That's probably not a good one for you right now.
That's not a good one for me right now.
You would choose Katie, and that's like saying a lot.
I would just not go like with Schwartz. I'd just stay home. No. Yeah. I mean,
I personally would choose James because like it would at least be interesting. Katie would just be miserable.
Yeah. No, I'd have to go there. I get because they all hate him. So it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you? And I'm trying to think of who we hate.
I mean, once again, like they need to just break the wall and like, it's a group, like it's a group trip.
Because yeah. Like Real Housewives of New York have had to do that when two people aren't speaking, they still go on the cast trip.
Like, remember the trip to Hawaii when Jack stole the sunglasses?
Yeah.
Who was not invited on that trip?
James.
And Kristen, right? Wasn't Kristen blackballed or something?
James went though with Max and yeah, Faith.
Yes, but someone was blackballed.
Then it was Kristen because it wasn't right because she was still stalking Ariana and Tom at that point.
And she had to sit out.
Okay. Interesting. So, I mean, I totally get why the girls, like, you know, that's not wrong. It's just what's bothering Sandoval is that it's not fair and it's like hypocritical and blah, blah, blah.
I just want to say something really quick. Like, I feel like the way they were setting this season up, like on social media and how they were talking about it and how they're like, this is going to be a real rough season for James. You'll see. You'll see. Everyone stay tuned. You'll see. For someone who is supposedly being frozen out, you know, by not being able to go on these group trips or whatever, he's had not a bad season. Like, he has still had a lot of airtime, more than Sheena.
Yeah.
He has
more than Lala.
Yeah. He's still a huge part of the show. So I don't know what the big fuss was about.
Yeah. Like, I've completely forgotten that Jax and Brittany even got engaged. Like, that we were worried that was going to be the whole season. It's like, oh, I forgot that even happened. The whole series is about James.
Now I'm just like worried if like her peas are going to thaw out on her poor little jowls.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, I guess like I feel like if it was Sandoval's birthday, Sandoval should be able to invite who the fuck he wants. It's some joint couples. I don't know. Is it a cast trip or is it a friends trip? Like, I don't know.
I feel like the way like, to justify it away, it's a friend's trip. So yes, he should not be invited.
Yeah. So I love, it must be around in the scene, Ariana must do a confessional. I love this when they, you know, they're ripping on Sandoval for inviting James when really it was Schwartz, and Ariana's in her confessional. And she's like, I'm so sick of everyone blaming Tom when Schwartz is just as much a part of it. She's like, oh, but don't blame Tom. He's always so nice. That was funny.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you for saying what we all think and feel.
It's true.
Yes. We're sick of it.
So sick of it.
Before we go, speaking of Katie and speaking of the upcoming scene of Kristen and Carter, which kind of carries over from last week with Reptilian Brain, should we talk about our sponsor this week?
Yes.
Something all of these people can use, Ariana included, because she would agree that everyone can benefit from therapy. So you can utilize BetterHelp. It's very convenient, affordable. It's all online. You can do it by phone, chat, video, however you'd like to do it. You can be matched up with a counselor that matches, you know, their level, an area of expertise with your, what you want to focus on, whether it's goals or depression, stress, anxiety, relationship issues, family conflict, they will match you up with the right therapist that specializes in that area. Definitely, I can see pretty much everyone in the cast benefiting from this. You guys can go and get 10% off your first month with discount code PUMPERS. Just go to betterhelp.com/pumpers, use discount code pumpers and get 10% off your first month. Check it out. It's, you know, it seems very convenient and it can really, you know, everyone can benefit from counseling, therapy, just maybe, you know, life coaching.
Yes.
Okay. Well, and this is available all across all 50 states, different communication modes. There's over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists that they have. If you don't like the one you're working with, they'll easily replace the therapist. So betterhelp.com/pumpers, use discount code pumpers, get 10% off your first month. Okay, now Kristen and Carter, someone that could really benefit from BetterHelp. We go to their anniversary dinner and it's like, did it seem like it was like 3 p.m. because it was bright as fuck and no one was in the restaurant.
They love a 3 p.m. call time. I can tell. It's always like that.
There was like two other people at a distant table that I think were probably extras or probably production staff.
Mm-hmm.
It was like such a strange time for an anniversary dinner.
Yeah. So it's their anniversary and the tension is just like, ugh, so uncomfortable. I was so uncomfortable watching this and...
She looked very unhappy.
They were just both on edge, I felt like.
Yeah.
Like they were ready to fight and...
I mean, they both looked unhappy. He just looked like dead in the eyes and just like he's given up. And she just looked like, oh, you know, everything he was saying, she just looked dead. I mean, physically they looked fine. They just, their expression, and like, they just look so tired in their eyes. Like,
it is, I don't want to agree with Stassi, but I kind of do on this. Like, I felt it is, I am starting to see similarities in that when things ended with her and Tom, it's like she's exhausting it. She's exhausted herself.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone else sees it but her, and she's just going to fight it.
Yeah, because she thinks this is all of it. Like, she has to cash in her chips because it's her last chance. And it's like, A, it's not your last chance. B, like, it's fine to be alone. In fact, a lot of people like it. I think she's still living in this other world where you're a failure or a loser if you don't do all these like things normally in the row you're supposed to.
It was, it's really also sad to hear her talk about like what she wants and needs, and like kind of like a dream situation for herself is to find someone that likes being around her, that enjoys, you know, her personality and her quirks. Like, to hear that was pretty heartbreaking. That,
yeah,
like, I'm sure that it's, you know, it's not as bad as maybe she's making it, and I'm obviously they probably have happy moments and stuff, but that really sucked. Like, I felt bad for her when she said that.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, I hope someone should appreciate you, Kristen.
Well, it definitely seems like they numb their pain through drinking, because I now go out to dinner often, and people will, you know, we'll order a cocktail and then we'll get wine with dinner. You don't order them at the same time. I mean, he's like, I'll have vodka, she'll have gin, and then we also want Pinot Grigio. And that's just like, can you wait? Why do you have to order it all at once? That seems odd. You can have a wine chaser for your gin gimlet. I mean,
yeah, there was literally like six drinks on the table.
Yeah,
there was like
one time.
A red wine, a white wine, a martini, and...
What, I think they are like Stassi in season one?
Yeah. It's just a lot of liquid.
Well, it's a lot to order at one time. It's weird. I mean, go for it over the course of dinner. You can do what you want to do, but...
Do you, boo?
I liked kind of when Carter's like, I don't vent to my friends when you do this or that. I don't be like, Krista went crazy, da-da-da. But then again, at the same time, he probably should vent. So then it doesn't come out passively, aggressively to Kristen. So I don't know. Do you think they should be venting their friends or not? Or they're probably both right and they're probably both wrong. She should vent less. He should vent more. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like you have to choose what you're going to vent and, you know, what you are going to allow. Because pretty quickly you learn the lesson that Kristen is learning right now, that, you know, you're going to get judged for what you're saying and people are going to hold it against your man. And also, like, when you continue to speak negatively, like, you start believing it, that it, like, literally is a bigger problem than it is. And if you just calm down, it's not. You know, like, I feel like you can make things worse just by, like, creating a story about them.
Yeah. Right.
So, I don't know.
All right. Well, that is what it is. And we go over to yet another scene I wish they just didn't include. We've seen this how many times on Bravo, even on this show. I'm so tired of the vagina shit, the rejuvenation, the laser, the vaginal facials, the sparkle, the vadazzling, whatever. Like, can we move on from this topic? It's not funny. It's not racy. It's not cutesy. It's just boring. It's stupid. It's not shocking. It's like, ooh, it's just, come on. And then we really got to, like, see Schwartz get his, like, tuft of hair. Like, that just, like, was vomit-inducing. But we did get to see his raging alcohol problem, that he did need to bring alcohol with him.
Yeah.
Which is sad and dark.
Yes.
But did you enjoy this scene? Did you feel inspired to go get sparkles, which I read last like 2 days? Hardly seems worth it.
No, I was, this was like another, like, I felt embarrassed again, like that this was like filling the episode.
Like, show us more triplets. We don't need this scene.
It just made no sense. Like, why?
Yeah.
Just why? And like, why those two? And
Yeah.
It was just very confusing and just a complete waste of my time.
It was, yeah, those two made no sense. Waste of time. I guess the only...
And I just like felt so embarrassed for the cameraman.
Yeah.
Like where, like he was up in there.
Oh yeah, because they had to blur it out. Yeah.
And the editor.
So I guess the one piece of like jewel we can take out of this is like, we can kind of like troll Katie from her comment last week when she's pointing her fingers at Kristen and Carter and like, you don't even have sex. And it's like Schwartz just said, well, I'm doing this, so maybe we'll have sex again or, you know, once a month or something. It's like, okay, Katie, exactly like we all thought, you're still not having sex. So point those fingers. I know you're really pointing them at yourself.
Yes.
So then we go to another girls' night in... Which this time it looks like they're all over it because now they're actually wearing regular pajamas.
Yeah, they seem tired. They right. seem like they're dragging, like they...
No more Beyonce bodysuits. They're like, fuck it. And then they tell Jax, hey, we decided we're going to Mexico. And Jax like, what? Mexico? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Nice acting. Like, you go to Mexico every year. That's really a shocker.
Yeah.
And, like, it's really that exciting. You go every year.
Yes.
It's like, can we play? Can, at least Housewives, they go somewhere different every time. So, like, can we try something different? They probably just refuse to pay the budget for anything more expensive than Mexico, especially Mexico right now when it's really dangerous. I bet they're getting a bargain.
Yeah, really.
And the producers are like, we don't care. It's just the Vanderpump kids. Like, we're not gonna risk the housewives' lives down there. But
yeah.
These kids, you know, what do they have to lose? So what do you think of Stassi's outfit here? Was that pajamas or was that an outfit? It was like a white pillowcase, shimmery, poofy, like kind of like that the Pillsbury Doughboy guy.
Oh, yeah. It reminded me of, I don't know, like, it's like a throwback pajama, right? Like,
oh, like a 50s kind of.
That's
like
what Audrey I thought. Hepburn. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Or like an old school, like, Barbie pajama or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it did look like a Barbie, like, yeah, something over a gown or something.
Yeah. I mean, actually, like, when you just said that right now, I had to, like, really reach for what it was that she was wearing because. All I can see is Ariana and Katie's in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember Stassi.
You know what? It was like Pillsbury Barbie.
Yeah.
If Pillsbury made a Barbie, that's what it would wear.
Yes.
Perfect. That's a good
And by
meme.
The way, Barbie's turning 60. She has turned 60. There's some Barbie info for you guys.
Well, we should put her in a meme next to Ramona. Who looks better for 60?
Maybe we should repost our Barbie Rob's Valletta content.
Yes.
I know I just ran my mouth on our Patreon saying that I don't even want to interview any cast or adjacent cast members, but I still would like to talk to Rob's.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going back on my word already.
Well, he's not on the cast.
Yeah.
I like the Jason people. They're more interesting and like you don't have to be like, I don't know.
It's just fun to talk to other people. You know, like it's fun to like just get another take.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So here we go to the interesting part of the.
Well, I mean, first we have Katie bringing a flask, much like her husband did to the waxing salon. So you can see how great that marriage is.
Yeah.
That she's bringing a flask to work. And you can tell how wasted she is later because she's doing her Tequila Katie slurring.
Yes.
But her eyes are like watering. Now that's a lot of alcohol when your eyes get to that level.
Is it? I don't know.
But yeah. So interesting part by the Sandoval or... We talking before Sheena,
crispy it chicken. It just like far. Oh, that was my favorite part.
The crispy chicken plug.
Yes,
the crispy chicken is taking over for the goat cheese ball plug. Those are out. Now you got to order the crispy chicken.
Or like the sea bass. Like they were always talking about the Chilean sea bass.
Right. What's the special, Joe?
Yeah.
It's a Chilean sea bass with some English peas.
Like, God, Lisa is freaking smart that she like, she's like, let's choose a new menu item to push this season.
And then we'll get it in bulk because everyone will order it. And we'll get it cheaper.
Like, I have to try this shit now. Like, it's actually bothering me how they keep bringing it up.
I know. It's bothering me too. Okay. So, muddling?
Yes.
So, that's not fireable. It's very clear that Sir and Lisa do not care about their patrons, their customers. They're really... You have the mojito on your specialty cocktail menu. There's not that many cocktails on it. Mojito is one of them. I'm not going to muddle. And we know that he does this consistently because we've experienced it personally. We've seen it, we've experienced it, and now he's all proud of it. And it's like, that's not like fireable. Like, they, oh, that's just Jex. It's like, that's not funny. Like,
I really, like, Lisa really needs to reprimand him because it really, like, I was horrified for the poor people that were filmed in this scene. Like, first of all, they all were so happy to be there. And then there's asshole Jax just, like, raining on their parade.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Like, and he does it in a way where he makes you feel stupid.
Right.
Like, it's not just like, he's like...
Order a real drink.
Like, he's not like, haha, I'm not... Like, order something else. Like, he doesn't do it in a nice way. It's like, it's his typical Jax way of just like, no.
You know, like, when it's slammed, he could be like... Okay, sure. She's like, it's going to take me a minute, though. We're like slammed. And I know it's like, it's just going to take a little longer. So if you're cool with waiting, you know, there's a, and then I'd be like, you know what? Screw it. Just give me a vodka cranberry.
Yeah.
But,
or what can you do quick and like, see if they like, they have a signature drink or something.
Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, appalling. And, I mean, that's like something to me that like you should absolutely be like written up for, or it should be brought up. Like, this is a huge problem for our brand, for our, you know, how we expect the bar to run.
I mean, remember like, when she freaked out on them? She's like, this isn't a pour. We're known for our big pour. Like, a, you know, several seasons ago when Lisa's like, you need to pour more in here. We give our customers value. That's what we offer. We honor our people. It's like, that's not in line at all with what you say, Lisa.
Yeah. And it's just, it's also like the disrespect, like in his, like his whole like body. It's like.
Like, you're an idiot for coming and getting a drink from me, you loser.
And yes. Like, Jax 100% also wants to say peasant, but he won't because, you know.
He does.
He wants to, though. He is like, that's too much.
Go for to a real bar, you peasant.
Yeah.
Troll. I would never come here and order a drink, you loser.
Yeah.
Okay. So the fun part?
Yes. Okay. I don't even know where to start with this. Well, so
Schwartz pulls T. Sandy away from the bar. He like starts telling him, you know, the girls aren't happy. Sandy is like viciously chewing his gum and looking hot as fuck doing so. Like, I posted this in our group, but he, like, I can see, like, he's technically a good looking person. I've never felt any sort of like attraction or chemistry, but he looked, I decided an angry, pissed off Sandoval is a very attractive Sandoval. I like him mad.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah, he did definitely. It was like a great vibe for him to be like a little like kind of like more aggressive and more assertive.
He was like ready to rumble like an outsider. He was just like,
you could tell his brain was like thinking, you know, he's like think like he's just brooding.
Yeah. He looked like a man.
Yes. Yeah.
Not a boy dressing up.
Yeah, so this whole thing, I mean, I've been waiting for this scene, like, I feel like all season. Like, it was just building and building, and I just could not handle it. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about everything that happened, because I can't even believe I'm saying this, but I kind of see both sides. Mm-hmm. Even though I think Schwartz is a little weasel.
I mean, he finally stepped up, though, for Katie and said he's a weasel for not owning his part of it. But he did step up and do it and do what he needed to do for his wife.
Yes.
But at the same time, he still kind of passed the buck on to Sandoval.
Yes. So, I mean, like, I feel like the champions of this scene, what, like Ariana, like, thank God, like, mm-hmm. that she came out. And I felt like she, like, just, like, redirected the scene. You know, it was kind of like, okay, there's, like, some tension here between the Toms. Like, what's going on? And then, thank God, she comes swooping out. And boom, like, there's, like, she added, like, a different element to the fight where,
yeah,
like, she threw a wrench in Schwartz's, like, little shtick.
Yeah, because Sandoval's so patient with him that he, like, he, Schwartz hates confrontation, but Sandoval is so easy on him that he's like, okay, I can do this. But Ariana comes out and it just exactly threw a wrench and is, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, I wasn't prepared for this.
This whole scene and actually, like, the motorcycle scene had me wondering, like, I wonder how T. Sandy, like, truly feels about the whole, like, how he's portrayed on the show. And then also, you know, like, their partnership with Tom Tom, because clearly he thinks of himself, like, a little bit more than Schwartz. Like, the fact that he's, like, choosing to have Schwartz, like, ride in his, like, sidecar. It's like his, right. like, it's like he's, like, this little less than sidekick. Like, this little boy. Like, this little monkey or something that's, like,
he'd be correct.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. But right. But I just wonder, like, Schwartz has had his good seasons where, like, I mean, a couple seasons ago, everyone was all up on his dick.
Yeah.
Like, he's hot. He's this. He's that.
Yeah.
No one says that anymore.
No.
But T. Sandy, like, when was T. Sandy's season where everyone was, like, really into him and he was the hero? I mean, he's kind of been, like they kept saying in this episode, a champion for the less than, a champion yeah. for James.
I mean, probably his best season was, like, being so supportive as, like, a best man, because he's, like, a planner.
Yeah, I get, yes.
But I mean, it's like, that was still kind of like, it wasn't like leading man. This is your season, Tom.
And, yeah, and he's got something in him. And obviously Lisa sees that too, but otherwise I don't think she would have used them. But I don't know, I'm just wondering, because, you know, he's an OG, he's been there just as long as everyone else. And, you know, has he really bled out for the show? Like, what do we know about him? Where we've never really seen him down and we've never really seen him up. I mean, yes, Kristen, the whole Kristen thing was crazy. But
yeah, that's when he was, yeah, bleeding out and crying all the time.
Yes.
But, like, the Miami girl, they just refused to even discuss. So it went away real fast.
Right.
It was never an issue because they, I think, made a pact, like, we're not even going to entertain this, so therefore it won't affect us.
So I'm hoping that, like, if they were using this as, like, a test, you know, episode on us to see, like, if we liked a little more T. Sandy airtime. I did. I liked it. T. Sandy can deliver a scene. Like, he can really come in there. Mm-hmm. He's got a big range. He's going to bring it. He's going to get to the bottom of whatever is going on. And he takes a side. I love, you know, he really does, like, he stands up for what he believes in, and he's definitely,
yeah,
interesting to watch. I don't know. But I feel like he just really has to swallow it about this whole Katie thing. You know, like, it's, you can tell it's not exactly what he thinks, but there's nothing he can do.
Right. Because he even tries to say it to Lisa, and she's like, you need to figure it out because
yeah.
you can't risk this partnership. And he's like, oh, shit. And yeah, and he doesn't want to, you know, lose Tom. But yeah. So he goes off. Well, I mean, then Katie comes out. Wasted. I love how they did the little montage of her. Wasted. And she's kind of like, you know, they're both saying everything to each other. While they're, oh my God, I had a really, like, good Kelly Dodd moment when, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, when Sandoval's like, you're nothing but a bully, Katie, you're a bully. She's like, a what? A what? A bully. A what? A what? A bully. Like, she kept saying a what, like, the way Kelly Dodd was like, who? Who?
Yes.
Who? But it's like, you heard him, Katie. But she was, like, so drunk. A what? A what? Like, she just wanted him to keep saying it. I don't know why. Or do you think she just truly didn't hear him?
No, she wanted him to say it again, but yeah. But it's like when he said it again, like, it's not like it got any more power or any less power. It just made her look stupid.
Yeah. She was trying to like have a comeback, but she's too drunk to think of one. So she just kept repeating like her, who?
There's something about Katie that just like ignites the hate in me. Like, I don't know. Like, she's just so unlikable.
Yeah.
I try. Like, I try to like be positive towards her and say, oh, like it's, I don't know. I give up. I can't. She's just so hard. And she, I guess it's because like she's such a freaking hypocrite. I can't deal with it. Like they show, someone needs to like literally sit down with her and say, dude, you claimed it that, you know, you're smart. Like we have to like, let's show you some examples and like see.
Yeah.
Like you have to see yourself.
But, you know, there are those people, and we've all been that person too, where you just, especially when you're in the rage of it, you just can't see anyone else's perspective. And it's like, you're right. And you're not going to stop until everyone agrees that you're right. Or they need to make sure you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
She just will never see herself that way. Just, yeah. You know, after all of the scandalous things she's been in, even like the pucker and pout stuff, like she just will never see any other perspective. Same with the James stuff and her still tweeting out hashtag me too and abuse and consent. And it's like, obviously there are two sides, or we've been hearing about it in the tabloids or in court or something, but she refuses to, you know, acknowledge that there's two sides. It's only her side. And well, that's what makes her so unlikable.
I don't know. The other thing that like struck me about this whole scene is they're all her and Stassi. Everyone is up in arms that James is possibly going to be invited on this trip. Like, how dare that happen? But it was just last episode that they were all like saying, Kristen, like, who cares if James is at guy's night? Like,
right.
Like basically just telling her that she's fucking crazy and she needs to get over it. But Katie does not have to get over it.
Katie was yelling at Kristen that she doesn't care and she needs to get over
it.
Move on.
Get over it. Forgive.
Right.
It's not healthy.
Great point.
Like, but now, like, suddenly we all have to be enraged for Katie?
So, you know, Katie had that, like, about 6 months ago where she was on Andy or she, it was the reunion last year. She realized she wasn't a happy person ever since her accident. She was miserable. And remember, they even had a scene and Tom was like, I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh,
like,
God, yes.
The nice new Katie.
Yes. Well,
I think that was the phase because she doesn't seem happy. She seems miserable. And when she's miserable, she likes to bring everyone
down. I liked that scene. In that scene of the reunion.
Well, it seemed real. Yeah.
It's when I was like, okay, wow. I love that she shared like a very, you know, personal part of her life. And she seemed just super authentic in that moment. But this
just didn't last.
Yeah, it just didn't last. And she's just so, like, the hate is just spilling out of her guts.
Do you know what would maybe make her feel better?
What?
Care of vitamins. So, you guys, our last sponsor of the podcast this evening is brought to you by Care of. Honestly, I really think Katie, in addition to the counseling, Katie could benefit from taking a variety of vitamins because it does make you feel better physically. So, you know, they say strong body, strong mind. It's like when you work out, you know how you feel a little bit better.
100%.
So maybe this could make her a little bit happier, maybe feel a little bit better, and that will change her mood. I don't know. You guys tell me. I've been taking Care of vitamins. I take a mix for different things, skin and nails and heart and digestion and everything. And I don't know. It's given me a lot of energy and clarity and focus. And I had Julia try some because they send me these individual little packets. They're super handy, especially like if, you know, you want to take them to work or you're going on the road or something like that. So she took some packets to work and she said, you know, when you get those like afternoon slumps and you're just so tired, like at 3 o'clock, like after lunch.
Yes.
She took those and had like a ton of energy. So I was like, oh, I got to remember to take them. So I started doing that and I felt the same thing. So I don't know. I liked it. I mean, they're customized to you. So you take this online quiz and they ask you several questions. You know, what your focus is, And ask you about your diet and health goals, lifestyle choices. The quiz is like 5 minutes. It just finds out, you know, everything that's, you know, for you, focused on you, so that they can design your own personal scientifically backed vitamin and supplement package for you. It's delivered to your door, so that's very easy and convenient. Like I said, they're little individual packets. You can get a monthly subscription or, you know, as often as you need them, but you can focus on anything from glowing skin, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, just overall health. It can get very specific. So I know Holly and I did, you know, different, you know, we made different choices. We had some that were the same, some that varied. What'd you think of yours? How did they make you feel?
Fine. I mean, for me, I've never taken vitamins, so this is like a new thing for me. And I have to say, the convenience of it just being in one pack and also not smelling or tasting bad is key for me. Like, if I smell something fishy, if I taste something disgusting, I'm done. So the fact that they taste minty and they're small, you can choose the size that you want. If you want to take a big old pill, tell them that. If you want to take a little one, you can take a little one. I really liked that too.
Yeah, that was nice that you could choose that. And also, like you said, the little packets, so I can just throw a couple packets in my bag instead of like, oh, I need vitamin C, I need vitamin A, and all these pills jumbling around my backpack. It's
And I like it that, like, I feel like spending the money each month on that, I like to feel like I am doing something for my health, and it's a little amount, and it's something that I'm doing for my body. Just like when you sign up for a gym membership and they're like, invest in yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
it's, you know, like, what, it's not just for yourself. I just learned this. A portion of every sale goes towards the Good Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins.
Nice.
That's cool.
Cool.
So you guys can try Care Of. Go to takecareof.com. That's take, T-A-K-E, care, C-A-R-E, of, O-F. It's going to be like O-V. takecareof.com. Enter code Vanderpump and get 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. So go to takecareof.com, enter Vanderpump, and get 25% off your first month. All right, cool. Thanks. Let's get back to Katie and her moods, and Schwartz trying to call an Uber for them, and he's like, Bubba, Bubba, but I love you, Bubba.
Bubba, don't be sad, Bubba.
Yeah, just don't. Just be not sad.
I'm sorry that anyone's commented about your body, Bubba. Okay.
Wait, the real shining star here in this whole alley scene was the Sheena cameo hovering in the doorway, like kind of with a smirk on her face.
That was an amazing catch, by the way. I did not see that.
Oh, and then there's two. So there's like her whole body there. And then I think she spotted the camera, so she hid off. But you can see her fuzzy slippers peeking out. So she's standing right by the bathroom, you know, where we stand.
Yeah.
But her shoes are still there. So she's still there listening and eavesdropping like we were in the alley for the James fight a couple weeks ago. So I was like, yes, I love that. And then later when Sandoval's like throwing his glass and he's walking in, did you see Billie Lee standing there? Mm-mm. So she was like standing there like the bodyguard or like security guard. Like, I'm like, why are you out there? She was like fully out there just standing there.
Lately, watching the episode has been so uncomfortable for me, you guys, because for some reason, like my whole family has been like around when I'm watching it. Chad, Ronnie, like Ronnie like is constantly like coming in and like watching, so I like have to either like like push her away. And also, like, I know I'm one to talk, as I say bad words on this podcast all the time, but since when do they just straight up not bleep bad words?
Yeah,
like Ariana in this scene said asshole like 10 times, and just straight up asshole all while Ronnie's just sitting there. And I'm just like, great. Like, she's like, Mommy, is it your podcast time? And, you know, she tells people at school and stuff, I'm going to be, you know.
Yeah. And they say bitch. And God,
but it's like, if I don't watch it when it's time, like, I can never watch it. So I'm really taking one for the team. Yeah, I don't know. Where were we going with that? Sorry. I got off track.
Billy Lee and the thing. And
Okay. Well, sorry. Can we go back a little bit on Sheena?
Yeah.
What did you think about when she's like, when she invited Katie over to the apartment?
Katie just was eye rolling the whole time.
So rude.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I have like, you know, a word for why you want to come over. Enchilada. Katie's like, tequila? Not tequila, enchilada. Now, I love an enchilada, so that would bring me over as well.
She kind of made it seem, because on Watch What Happens Live, she talked about it. It kind of made it seem like she's known in the group for her like amazing enchiladas. So she's like, I knew that would get them over there because they love my enchiladas. You know, like everyone has a dish they're
That's
known
like
for.
Kind of shocking
me,
that she can do
tot hot dish.
An enchilada.
Yeah.
I don't have a signature dish. I've really got to work on that.
You do.
My signature dish for Ronnie is like making the mac and cheese cup where you throw it in the microwave, not even like on the stove. That's my signature dish.
Oh, you forgot to take some home Friday.
Well, I thought that Julia was like, I'm taking it all home.
Well, you forgot. I know. I put it all in little portions and I'm like, but then I was like, yes, everyone forgot to take their portion, because then I was like, then I finally ate some. I never had any. And then I was like, this is really good.
It was really good.
But she took a few. I think I gave. Yeah, I don't know. It was all gone. But you were supposed to take some home. That was the point. Anyways, well, work on your signature dish. I'm sure you have something.
Yeah.
I just can't think of it right now.
I have a couple of things that I can do.
You do that thing that Annabelle always breaks about that's like on the back of a packet. Like she tells everyone it's like the biggest party hit and like she invented it. It's like, you mean the spinach dip on the back of the spinach dip packet?
The artichoke dip?
The artichoke dip, yeah. I mean, it is good.
I've never tried that, nor will I ever try it.
Was that a pun? Was that a double? Like, is that the correct use of double entendre? Did you know what you said?
No.
Nor will I ever try it. You know, the packet is Knorr, K-N-O-R-R.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was good. I'll show you. I have it in the kitchen. All right. Knorr, will I ever? We didn't even plan that. That's amazing. What are your signature dishes, people?
Let's start a Vanderpump Rules cookbook. Okay, one more thing. I know that other people have talked about this because I remember way back in like my original podcast listening days when I was really just listening to a ton of podcasts on Vanderpump Rules. I feel like someone mentioned this, so I'm sure that it's been said. But Ronnie has been like totally getting into like musicals and plays and like all that stuff. And so we've been listening to a ton of musical songs. Like she has done like a song from Matilda, she's done a song from The Greatest Showman, she's done one from Billy Elliot, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
What else? Anyways, as I'm listening to this like crazy music, I just like, I want to create Vanderpump Rules the musical.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
You know, another one that she is singing a song from, Bring It On, the musical.
Uh-huh.
And
we should take a trip. Bring It On was here.
I know. I just looked at the Pantages to see like what's coming up that I can take her to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she would really like, something was playing here in Orange County too that looked decent.
Yeah, you get a lot at the Sagerstrom too.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to see like she can see the, you know, the B touring group, you know, she doesn't need to see
freaking
Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah. And I could go at like 1 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, I am living all of my dreams through my daughter right now, because Diane kept me away from that. So like from the arts,
pop culture, and
just
from
like,
the arts
from
too.
From the arts.
Oh God, we were drugged to it. It's like we had to see the Nutcracker and what's a guy? Scrooge, and I don't know.
I mean, the more like,
I like it all. And we all.
I mean, the classics like are one thing, but like the others, like the like stuff that comes out, like it's so fun and so creative and so cool. I was never
I was like Disney on Ice and stuff like that, or what do you mean? I like Sesame Street on Ice.
I just mean like I never did drama, I never did theater, and my parents are still a little uncomfortable with that whole.
I have trophies in drama and speech
thing.
Really?
I mean, I was always a performer, but I did baton twirling. You know, like that's what I did. That's it. I never was able to tap into like singing or dancing, you know, like
all. You
would have
loved it.
Like, I would have.
You're going to play her a musical?
It's just like so annoying that.
Yeah.
How did you not see that that's like who I am?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it's super exciting watching her. But yeah, so as I'm listening.
Theater camp, and it was super fun. You should send her to that.
Yeah. Oh,
when she's older.
I will. Yeah. She she's in like a little class right now, and it's so cute. But I've just been thinking about like Vanderpump Rules and like the songs that we could create and the character. I mean, it would be a hit.
Yeah.
Like we should storyboard it and get it rolling.
Yeah.
Just like Smash, which was like another one of my fave shows where they sit there and they write the music.
Contact Randall to produce it.
I don't know if I trust Rand.
No. Plus then we wouldn't be able to paint it in the light we would like to. Which is the truth. No.
There's comedy in it, and that's what I would like to paint. Yeah. The comedy and the darkness and, you know, it's perfect. It literally is the perfect show. Like Real Housewives, it wouldn't be as funny. It's Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Because Real Housewives, even though some of them, it's just, okay. I got it.
Yeah. Let's work on that.
Great idea.
We can work on that in Kentucky as we're sitting around.
It could be like, not suddenly like Oklahoma, like, springs into my head, and it could be like the wedding, and there'll be like people dancing around the hay bales, like in Oklahoma, kicking their feet up, but like they'd be in hooker boots.
Yeah.
and the sur dresses.
The sur, like trays, like the arranging the flowers, you know, like there's so much. There could be some live animals, like the freaking swans, you know, they could like go to Villa, you know, Rosa, and go Lisa's swing could be in a scene. Mm-hmm. The photo shoots.
Yes.
I mean, like it would just be interesting to have to like summarize Vanderpump Rules, like just to have to like literally like break it down to its core.
That
in
itself would be fun to like, because, you know, you have to summarize somehow. So what scenes are you going to pick?
Yes. Yeah.
All the best scenes and then flow them together.
You know what?
To make
Maybe
sense.
This is something we can work on. This would be a great offshoot. We could talk about it and work through it as a group.
Let's come up with our best scenes. Maybe we all come up with our, 10 best and you, or 20 best.
But and then we start writing the music.
We have to whittle it down to 10.
Yeah. And what is our message? Like, what is the message of Vanderpump Rules? What's the lesson we're going to learn?
Well, because, you know, you can self-produce. My sister self-produced plays on Off-Broadway and had, like, real people in it. We could just start on a low budget until we get a name, and then someone sponsored us to, like, build out the set and
we go market fund it. Me. Yeah.
Go fund me.
A crowd. What is that called? A crowd something? Whatever. It'll happen.
Yes.
So many people would contribute.
Okay.
It'd have a huge backing, for sure.
Amazing. And we could go on the road and you could be on stage.
Yeah. See?
Who would you like to play?
I'm feeling it.
Kristen?
I don't know. I just want like a solo. I don't care. I just want like my moment.
Okay.
Like, I definitely, like one of the songs has to be like, "It's All Happening." Like somehow that needs to be like put in there. Like, "It's All Happening." You know, like something like. And then I really want like a chorus behind me, like some people to sing, and I'm like, yeah, like I just.
But you're in the center, and you're in a different color dress.
Yes, and I'm like, and I'm walking the stage like back and forth, and like looking out,
and like and twirling around
with a little headpiece on, like a little like mic, you know, taped to me. And someone's following me with a spotlight,
and like a parasol, and you're like twirling it as you're
and at the end, like when I take a bow, like everyone like gives a little extra cheer because they liked my performance.
They stand up.
Like that.
No, at the end, when you take a bow, you run out and it's your turn to take a bow. Then everyone's like, it's like, hey, it's like me on stage at Sheeta Show. It's like,
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. Exactly. Like a little extra.
We can always put on like a laugh track for, you know, but like a applause
track. But I was thinking like obviously, like, you know, on my my dream board, like I will put that we literally do the musical. But I thought it would also be fun to like video us acting the scenes out ourselves, just us playing each character or like monologuing it. Something like there's definitely some creative ideas that we could run with.
That's true.
With this idea.
That's true. You could like, because you know they have one woman shows and they play all the different characters. Yeah. It could be a two woman show.
Yeah.
And so like act one, I am Sheena, you are Stassi. Act two, you are Kristen, I am Katie.
Yeah.
And
we could just, you know,
dialogue it or monologue it.
Work through like everything. And then we could choose our, you know, list. People could vote on like what they liked. And we could, it's like choose your own ending.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's brilliant.
Fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Huh. That'd be an easy way to start.
Okay. Yeah, it would.
And then you don't have to choose who you want to be. You could be everybody.
Yeah. The possibilities are endless.
Oh, that's awesome. You can easily rent out a theater in LA, too, and for the debut.
Oh, my God.
And New York. And get Andy there.
Yeah. I mean, the possibilities are endless. You could even, if we didn't want to do it, like, we could even make it, like, puppets. We could have, like, Vanderpump puppets. We could have, like, there's so
that's
many.
That's the next spinoff.
There's so many things we could do. Like, whatever we dream it to be, it could be. Dream like big.
Sound of Music when they have the string puppets. You lay when they go to you lay, you lay. Oh, I can't go that high. Now I'm gonna sing that for the rest of the night. Okay, so James,
ugh,
and he begs Lisa for his job, and
this scene also was like really hard to watch. Listen to our Patreon to hear why. But again, like, I just really feel like James, this is like James's personality. Now, I do think they gaslit him to, like, once again, either they're making us feel like this, or like, if I'm just like a dumb viewer who knows nothing about the show, I would say poor James just wants to fit in with these guys. He really wants to be invited. He was like, it means a lot to him to be a part of this group. And once again, he's let down. But
he,
knowing what I know and knowing how he is,
he does it right here. He answers his own. He justifies everything that just happened. And especially after he like begged Lisa to do brunch and she's like, okay, he doesn't even wait for her to walk away. He looks so shocked every time Lisa, James, no, stop. He'd look at her and be like, so confused, like, what? I'm not doing anything wrong, after he just yelled, you're a pussy, you're a weasel, your wife's a bitch and fatty. And I'm like, you just got done telling her how you're in anger management and doing breathing exercises and you just freak out.
I feel like, I think that if this was about someone else, like, maybe I'd feel differently. But part of me was like a kind of happy at some of the jabs he got in, because I do think that Schwartz is a little bit of a weasel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad that he said it, but I was shocked at how Lisa corrected him, tried to stop him numerous times, was like, James, and he just like was seeing red and did not care. Like,
and seemed confused why she thought he was doing anything wrong. It's like, okay, so you truly are a sociopath. You and Jax are the same person, because you're like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, serial killers know how to do this. You know the emotions to mimic to get sympathy. So you know you need to show emotion, to cry or beg, I've changed, I changed. But the second you don't get what you want, you revert back to you actually don't feel anything and you're like, you're a weasel, you're fat. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you fat. You're a fatty, fatty, fat, fat, fat. It's like
peasant.
Peasant.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. It's like, it's not even offensive. It's just scary. It's like, I feel bad that you are a sociopath. But Jax is rageful too. And he lashes out on, you know, obviously on people on Twitter. It's just,
I just feel like
it's crazy.
I just feel like with James,
0 to 100,
it's like we're looking at something that's a little more dangerous than, than even Jax, which I can't believe I just said that. Jax is,
that's what I'm saying, and I can't believe I'm saying it. But
yeah, it's true. It's, we're witnessing something like pretty bad. And once again, like the show is standing by this and the show is working with him, and it's pretty crazy. And maybe that's why the cast is pushing back, because they see how crazy it is or something. I don't know.
I feel like, because like in person, I feel like Jax would just be an asshole and like walk away from people, just be like, whatever, loser. But like James will sit there and engage and make sure that person knows how low they are to him. Like he will just won't stop until like the job's done. Whereas Jax will just kind of like, whatever, loser. You know what
block,
I mean?
Block,
like,
yeah.
I don't feel like he's going to like turn around and punch me, whereas James seems like a little bit of a loose cannon. Never seen him do that. Not saying he would. He's just, he's more of a wild card. I think they're both sociopaths, but he's a bit more of a darker, rageful.
Yes.
I don't know. A little more loose cannon.
Very similar to Jax, but yes, there is something different there. And I also feel like it's because, I don't know, I think it's because we have seen more of James's family, and we see that like there is like possibly like a ripple effect happening with him and with Jax.
Yeah.
We saw his mom, and we saw his dad. Like they both seem like very kind people.
Totally normal.
Normal.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, so Jax is a one off. With James, we've seen
his sister seems normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, although James's brother seems normal.
Yeah. So I don't know. But yikes. Yeah. So he was just, and also it's like, I feel like this, like how many more times do we have to go through this? Like James isn't invited, and he's going to have an outburst because he's, you know, left out. And then in the coming attractions, Raquel's like, I'm mad for you. Like,
I'm mad for you, Raquel, that you're not going to get that airtime.
So it's like, this is going to continue on. We're going to have to continue to hear about this. James being left out, his feelings being hurt.
Yes, you're going to have consequences for calling people these names over and over and over again. It's like, you say it once, you apologize, but then 10 minutes later, you go in your confessional. It's like a month or two later, and you say everything only worse. So it's like, so you just basically said everything was bullshit, that you're just manipulating them by showing and telling them what you think they want to hear, but you actually don't mean any of it.
Yeah.
You still think she's a fatty or a peasant or a whatever you think, weasel. Yeah. But Lisa, it'll be interesting to see what happens if he still gets the brunch, because based on what he did saying, I'm controlling my anger, I'm doing breathing, and then he loses it completely here.
I didn't get the impression he was getting the brunch. Like, I thought she pretty much was like,
well, she said yes.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
But
then he freaked out. So then, you know, she pulls him outside. So if she's going to let him keep the brunch, that's very shocking, because he just completely proved himself wrong.
Yeah.
You're not in control of your anger at all.
Yeah.
But I think she does, because we know he did do a Billy Lee brunch.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I think, you're just a sad pussy. Go fuck your wife. Go fuck your, like right in front of Lisa. And then that's when Santa Schwartz is like, fuck you. You did this to yourself.
I thought that Schwartz was I understand that James was saying horrible things and he had to say something back, but I thought he was saying some pretty horrible things too, like calling him a bitch, telling him to fuck off. I mean, like Schwartz wasn't innocent is what I'm saying. Like, he was saying inappropriate things in front of Lisa as well, where I was like, whoa, like, you're talking right in front of.
Yeah, neither one of them should have been engaging like that in front of Lisa or in their workplace with those other people there.
Right.
I know they weren't customers, but it's a professional environment.
Yeah, like, it just like felt weird that like how they were just like spewing like these words just like right in front of Lisa and all of the other people.
They should have taken him outside to begin with, or the second it got heated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait for next week when Sandoval's telling Ariana, well, shouldn't Lala be fired for what she just said to Raquel?
Yeah.
Again, I feel like he's going to be very attractive again next week.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Really digging this ballsy Sandoval. Social justice warrior Sandoval.
Yes.
All right. There we have it.
Okay. We'll be back next week, guys.
Thanks. Bye.